But anyway, yeah. Who that?
You want to be Phil?
Big Phil? No, throw what you want. Good.
He says, I can't hear him.
You look good. Tell him he looks good.
You'd say something nice to the people. Just anything.
During these challenging times, we'll only be stronger when we're done.
Hell yeah, dude. You might have infected him, bro.
He might have just, yeah, you might have just died. But that was a good last message.
Get the fuck out of here.
Don't die in that goddamn sweatsuit. Something that Oprah would wear.
Okay, beat it. He said, I'm going to die dressed like Oprah.
Japan started making VCRs.
I knew he couldn't resist. He heard the chatter start.
Doing a proper goodbye.
You're out of here?
Yeah. I'm going to need probably 8 or 10.
You need 8 to 10 tickets.
On Thursday night.
Okay.
Believe me, there's seats all over the place.
Sold out. It's sold. Pittsburgh Improv sold out, baby.
All right, also, your car, the cars are facing the wrong
way. I told you guys.
No, they won't.
They did.
When?
They ticketed your car. Like $20.
We parked. I saw him park the other way, so I parked the other way, and I said, Phil's going to come out, and he's going to say, guys, just so you know, your car's facing the opposite direction. They're gonna ticket you. I've seen them ticket you.
I'd love to see him touch my car.
If those fucking dumb pigs come out, I'm going to push them. Phil, this house, we believe in science.
True. If I see blue lives around my car, Phil, I'm going to fucking go off.
Fuck the blue lives.
Putting down the strips on the rubble.
Trump's a pussy. Phil.
They put the rubble strips.
Phil, Trump's a pussy.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit.
Oh.
Told you both things.
That's so good.
How well do I know that man?
That's so good.
As soon as the red light comes on, he's got to be around the camera.
Oh, yeah.
He's a little gory hound, dude.
I was home like 2 weeks ago. My dad, for lunch, was eating a tuna wrap with milk.
Oh, that's crazy.
In the middle of the day. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Tuna and dairy?
Tuna and milk.
Yikes.
Dude, I don't know what it is. Dads have some
that's
kind
what a cat
of...
would have for lunch. That's crazy. Dude.
It is, dude.
But I'll say this, man. Dads know how to make tuna salad like a fucking Michelin star chef. They just do it fucking nice. Right amount of salt and
pepper.
How
many dads? How many dads have you seen do this?
Two, including yours. I assume it was a decent
sandwich. I assume he threw down, yeah.
My dad used to hook up tuna salad, put a little relish in it, fucking be so jealous, a little black pepper, make it nice.
My dad would eat cottage cheese.
Love it.
Out of the can, yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that normal?
I don't know.
I mean, it's normal. I mean,
disgusting.
People do it.
I love it. Do you eat cottage cheese at all? Dude,
no.
I love it.
He just would spoon cottage cheese.
Put black pepper in there or sometimes a little bit of honey?
I don't think anything.
Just raw dog in it?
He would. Yeah, he'd be watching sports, drinking. I'd turn around, he'd be in the kitchen. Just watching the game still. Just
scooping down a lump of Breckstones.
When your family ever represent themselves in court?
No. Okay. But my dad...
Somebody had tried thought about it.
So I was getting... my friend got arrested for... We were driving past a cop, and he screamed. He was like, fucking pig.
Yeah, they don't like that.
And he caught us.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to... He pulled me out of the car. He didn't pull me out. He made me come out of the car. And he was like, what'd you say? And I was like, I didn't say it. And he was like, who did? I was like, I'm not going to tell. I was like, I can't snitch on my
friend. Ain't no rat.
He was like, well, it came from your side of the car. And I was like, yeah. And it wasn't me.
Do the math here.
Come on, dude. I'm not telling you, but it wasn't me. And then we went to court. And
he brought you in for that?
Court, dude.
What?
What was the charge?
I'm obstructing. He was pulling someone over.
It's
bullshit. But
these are trumped up charges.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of it, my dad stood up, said something. And the judge, I guess he knew the judge somehow. I don't know.
Just bullshit, Larry.
And he goes, he said something, and the judge, like, jokingly was like, are you his attorney? And my dad goes, no, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Shut the fuck up.
Place went wild, dude. There's no way my dad's taking a solid shit.
Dude,
I see
bad?
The toilets.
Have you smelled his dumps?
Like, I haven't smelled a dump, but I've seen the aftermath. If you go to my parents' house, if you go up to my parents' bathroom... Jackson Pollock
is it
on
like
the back.
It's a rest stop mosaic.
It's a rest stop mosaic, dude. He sprays the toilet.
He hits the spray every time. And you can hear it, dude. Every, you know, every time Phil shits, it starts with like a... And it's funny. You can just yell. You can be like, hey! He's like, shut up! I laid on Phil watching football.
That's pretty sick.
Too late. Like, late. Like, I was big. Yeah. And I was a big fucking kid. Yeah. I was huge, dude. I was laying on. I was like 5'8". Laying on him. It was like two adult men just laying on each other watching football. He was probably buzzed as hell too. He was probably fucked up, dude. He was probably shit faced. I remember the thing I remember most is just my head would be on his stomach and it was just constantly like, like even as a kid I was like, that's crazy, something's wrong. But now I have it. Now I have the same gut as my father.
Yeah, it's got to be so sad the day that your kid can't lay on you anymore. It's like, all right, this is...
I did used to sock him in the nuts.
Oh, dude. I get hit in my nuts as hard as humanly possible once a day.
Yeah, the children love it. Dude.
Once a day. I got fucking kicked directly in my sack yesterday. Like, full jumped on. It was terrible.
Wait, what's the Elks?
The Elks Lodge? It's the fraternal brotherhood.
They have a frat order.
Yeah.
They have a man frat?
Yeah, they have a frat.
Really?
It's just for dudes to get the fuck out of the house.
Is there dues? Do you have to pay to get in?
Yeah.
They're like throwing
my dad was named
bucks.
The rookie of the year.
What?
His first year. They have a rookie of the year. My father has a picture at the Elks. He did it for a year called the rookie of the year. It was a picture of Phil.
How did he get rookie status?
Just dominated. Showed up nonstop. Put down brewskis.
Yeah, what kind of stats
people
is he
were
putting
like,
up?
Damn, this guy's
unprecedented.
That is actually pretty sad.
What, getting the rookie of the year?
Rookie
the
of the year at a local bar
that
when you're like
rules.
60 years old.
Kind of
people are like, holy shit, this guy's an alcoholic.
What's the age range for the dudes?
There's some young bros. My bros are getting into it from back home, which is the Elks does rule. It's like $1 a beer.
Yeah.
That sounds
you just
incredible.
You pay your dues, you get like 50 cents beers.
There was a bar in Westchester called the Eagles.
It's a popcorn machine. Only one that's allowed to have his way with anybody I love is my father.
My father, for sure. For sure.
Ew.
I tell you, my dad tried to read my book and he made it 5 pages in and went, ew, and just closed it. He's like, that's fucking weird, man. He's like, I had to stop. That shit was weird.
My dad, yeah, they're very negative entities, fathers. Yeah. My dad called me this week and he was like, I got some new material for you when you come home.
Perfect.
Because the stuff you're doing now is a little stale. I was like, all right. You fucking piece of shit.
That's so fucking funny, dude. Just
I got to go home to get my new material.
True.
I'm doing it.
You should spread the rumor that Phil's been ghostwriting this whole time.
Phil ghostwrites all of it.
Sitting at that computer in the basement.
God damn, how do you fucking... There's been a printer in my parents' basement next to his computer that I think is not... It's a Bluetooth printer that's just a decade. It's sat there, totally never used once. It's brand new. It looks brand new. Because he has no idea. And he keeps trying to send shit to the printer.
That's so funny. The glasses come down for that operation.
Glasses
dude.
Come
that's
down every single day. He's down there just... He's got a desktop down there. Just
that makes so slow.
I can't believe he still has a job.
I know.
Like, they gotta fire him.
No, dude. The boomers made so much money that it's just like whatever. It's just they are truly just the bros hanging out.
And that's all his. He's a salesman. All his partnerships are just other dudes.
Yeah.
None of them can operate computers. They have to. He used to drive to Syracuse. To be like, did you get that thing? Like, there's no emails. He's got a Ford Taurus. He's got to take up to fucking Buffalo to be like, is everything good? And they're like, yes. But now all the old dudes are getting ousted. So now it's young kids. Now it's my dad working with dudes like our age.
How is it? He's got to be so fucking funny.
I'd be so pumped if that was one of my sales reps was Phil coming in and being like, let's go to the casino.
Oh, it'd be so
like,
funny.
Dude, yes.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Phil's coming. We're getting fucking wrecked this weekend.
Dude.
It's the only way you can keep sales relationships alive.
True.
As you go out, you go face to face. Fellas, let's go get fucked up. Let's have a good weekend.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to outlaw that.
Who?
A lot of like companies are like, you can't go, like business expenses, you can't write off that's like bullshit. You guys going to the bars anymore.
That's bull.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Phil uses ice cream. Phil's a user. I'll catch him. I'll be down watching TV. You know me, I'm a night owl, so I'm down there, right, and I see Phil come down at around 1 a.m.
Oh.
Shirtless. Big ass gut in the kitchen.
Just... Bit of a fruit bat, dude.
He's a complete fruit bat. He's an Australian fruit bat. I turn around and say, Phil, what the hell are you doing out there? He's like, what? What? I was sitting with Phil, so that was very fun. I got to trick Phil.
Nice.
Gonna put on Nickelodeon slime football game. And so, like, when someone scores, they throw green stuff all over the field. It's fake. It's all, you know, filters and shit. But the first thing was, like, there was just a Santa Claus at wide receiver. And he, like, ran a route. And I could see my dad, like, what the hell? What is this? Like, a player would score. They'd throw slime all over him.
Wait, so Nickelodeon pays to broadcast the game and slimes everybody?
Yeah.
Who watches that?
The field goal becomes SpongeBob. It was actually, it might be a way to keep your
kids
kind of
quiet. Yeah. Too. You can keep watching the game and keep your kids.
It was pretty enjoyable.
That's kind of nice.
I liked the animated Santa running around on the field.
Yeah, dude.
But it was nice to see Phil.
You know,
all the player like introductions were like cartoons of the players.
He probably thought he was fucking losing it. Going,
I mean, he has been like out of touch with like graphics. You know, I mean, when he watches football, it's not what he used to, what he remembered.
True.
He's starting to get like, what the hell is this? Because it's all like, it's like a, you know, like Fox football is like a robot. Like,
yeah, I was telling someone too. It looks more like video games. Used to look more like the game. Now the game looks more like video games. It's kind of weird.
You're exactly right.
It's kind of.
Has anybody figured out slime soccer?
Dude, my dad.
No, they can lower the court.
My dad would get angry if we lowered the hoop.
Yeah, well, I agree with that.
My dad would get mad.
Just out of like a, it should be higher. Like,
yeah, he's like, put it at 10, learn how to play basketball. He would get angry. He'd see me out.
You're throwing down. Dad's a basketball coach, though. Yeah.
I mean, he beat me up that time when I didn't play basketball. I've told you this story.
What?
Me and my friend were walking to the park, and he was like, what are you doing? And we had tennis rackets. I was like, we're going to play tennis. He's like, no, you're not. You're going to play basketball. And I was like,
dude, I had the same exact shit happen to me.
I went, because it was right when South Park came out, the movie where they were like, can we have 5 tickets to Terrence Phillips' Ashes of Fire? Nah. So I was doing that to everybody. And Phil goes, no, you're going to go play basketball. And I went, nah. And he walked into the garage and we just kept walking. We're cutting through all these houses in the backyards. Dude, Phil comes 5 houses down. He comes sprinting from between houses.
That movie, he was in Unhinged.
Dude, he
was Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe and
fully
Unhinged,
dude. Yeah. And then he chased me. In an open field.
I never saw my dad during the day.
I saw my dad run.
I fell down, and he started kicking me.
You ran?
And he gave me an elbow drop.
Jacked.
Yeah, he was.
Phil was jumped jacked on me.
For playing tennis?
For trying to play tennis.
You're about to do some
well, for
gay
saying
shit,
no.
Dude. Oh, yeah.
They're going, nah. Dude, 5 houses down. It's very far for him to be looking.
So did you say no to him, and then he waited? And
he
got,
like, I said no, and he walked back into the garage.
He got... heated.
He thought about it, yes, and then he searched for me, and then saw me and sprinted.
You pissed him off
so far,
so much.
Dude, I'm talking like Terry Tate, office linebacker.
I saw him coming. He was like a football field away. Holy, I saw him running shit that far, dude.
And what were you like? It's from a movie.
Yeah, no, at first he understood it was while he was chasing me. He was laughing, and then he caught me. And for real was like, you fucking lie, fucking, you don't talk back.
Dude, like that's it's rage. Insane. It's a rage you don't understand.
In front of my friend.
Yeah.
Hey, it's just me and my friend.
That's
my dad gave me an elbow drop.
That's the worst. Getting an elbow drop in front of your friend.
I was like, Dad, what are you doing? Dad, no. Did he punch me in the face for a no once?
Yeah.
It was an accident. He tried to grab me by the collar. The phone was sitting next to me. I was on the computer and he goes, answer the phone. It was ringing. I go, no. Dude, he walked straight back. He tried to grab my collar. I ducked. He punched me. Blood fucking coming out my nose. God. What the fuck, Dad?
Did you act abused for like the next week?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Dude, there's a rage dads have that I can't understand, but like I kind of get.
They probably denied snizz and paying for everyone's meals.
Also, if you have a child, you've raised a fucking and then me sitting around like a fucking fat idiot playing games and being like, answer the phone. I'm like, wow. He's probably just like, dude, I'm going to beat the fuck out of this kid. Phil played me and my friend 2-on-1 in football once.
Really?
That's we were watching football, you,
and my dad was like, you guys want to go play football? We ran the option. So whoever.